return. You'd say, I appreciate it, but I don't want to be obligated. Okay? And if somebody asks you about doing a certain job, you would say, sure,
I'll be glad to do it.
Or you to mean you're able to. Sure,
I'm able to?
A word that means able. Putting can in the sentence. Sure, I
can do it.
Mm-hmm. And the opposite of can is
can't.
Yes, and if there'd been a very bad accident up the road, you might say there's no need to call a doctor because when we got there, the victim was
dead.
All right. Mm-hmm. And at this time of year, you say about the corn, it isn't as tall as it
was.
Meaning you think that it is supposed to be taller. It's not as tall as it
should be.
Mm-hmm. Do you have a negative form of dare? You might say, I dare you to go, but I bet you
won't.
Okay, would you ever say anything with dare in it? Like dasn't? No. All right. You aren't doing what you blank to do.
You aren't doing what you're told to do.
Or it's a like should. A word like means the same as should. What you blank to do.
What you're told to do.
Mm-mm. Or he did something he blank.
Shouldn't have done.
Okay. Okay. To get back to that one, would you use any form of ought?
What she ought to do.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I say that.
Or how about in the negative? She
ought not to do it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. If you got something done that was hard work and your friend was just standing around, you might say, when you finish, well, you blank have helped me.
Well, you could have helped me.
Or what's another way?
You might have helped me.
Mm-hmm. What is the kind of bird that can see in the dark?
Big An owl.
Yeah. Are there different types?
Hoot owl.
Is that a big one?
Yeah.
What's a little one? With a shrill voice. Okay. What is the kind of bird that drills holes in trees?
Woodpecker.
Or any other name or any other type?
Peckerwood.
Mm-hmm.
Just
mm-hmm.
reverse the
yeah.
name.
Did you ever hear a person called a peckerwood?
No.
Okay. What is the black and white animal with a bad smell?
Skunk.
Other names for him?
No.
Okay. What are the little animals that... What is a general name for any sort of nasty animal that comes and raids your hen roost? I'm going to go shoot those...
Varmints.
Mm-hmm. Would you use that for people?
You might sometime.
And then the little bushy-tailed thing that runs around in the trees?
Squirrel.
Are there different types of those?
There are, but I don't know what they are.
What color are the ones around here?
Gray or black.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. Did you ever have a squirrel called a boomer?
Mm-mm.
Or a lizard called a boomer?
No.
Okay. What do you have here? I don't even know. A little animal that's kind of like a squirrel, but they run along the ground. They have little stripes on their back. They don't have a bushy tail.
Ground squirrel?
Mm-hmm. Is that the same thing as a chipmunk?
I don't think so.
Oh. Mm-hmm. I was trying to describe what I mean by chipmunk.
Oh,
I don't know what a ground squirrel is, and some people mean the same thing.
A ground squirrel is smaller, what we think, is
yeah.
smaller than a squirrel.
Mm-hmm.
I would think a chipmunk would be bigger.
No, chipmunks are little.
Are they?
Yeah.
I bet it's the same thing, too. Then.
Okay, well, what are some common freshwater fish around here?
Catfish.
Mm-hmm.
Trout.
Mm-hmm.
Bass.
Hmm.
I should say. Trout and bass, catfish. That's about all I know. I don't know much about fishing.
Do you know any common snakes around here?
Oh, I don't like snakes.
I don't know many people who do.
Rattlesnakes and black racer.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't like snakes. I don't like to talk about them.
That's enough snakes, then. What is the kind of seafood that pearls grow in?
Oysters.
And the kind of seafood that you eat fried and it's pink?
Shrimp.
Yeah. The animal that croaks in the marshes, that hops around.
Frog.
Yeah. What's the big kind called?
Bullfrog.
How about the tiny little ones?
Toad.
Well, these are the ones that live up in the trees.
Frog?